Music, news, talk, and sports. WQKR Portland, 1270 AM and 101.7 FM.
And now, Portland's news brought... While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Nations like ours benefit when government reflects a diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I'm Len Asante.
And I'm Michelle Harbin.
And we are the Loyal Opposition. It is a 5:01 p.m., 34 chilly degrees now and sunny, although I guess the sun has set, so it's technically not sunny anymore.
It's been freezing even with the sun out today.
I know, it's a cold one. But it's going to be warmer tomorrow. I'm going down into the 20s tonight, but tomorrow high will be 49 degrees.
Oh.
Balmy, 49.
Sunny?
Partly cloudy.
Okay.
And 25 degrees will be the low tomorrow night. So...
it's going to be cold next week, though. I think there's like a 9-degree low one day.
And I heard there might be more... bad weather coming too.
Oh yeah.
So
the Farmer's Almanac has stated that we're going to have pretty
well
brutal weather
for 200 plus years. The Farmer's Almanac has been the go-to. So yeah, you know, I used to get the Farmer's Almanac every year. I used to buy it.
I mean, there's some truths in there.
Always some good information. It's worth like the $8 or whatever you pay for.
I mean, even just for like entertainment purposes.
Exactly. Anyway, folks, speaking of entertainment purposes, we've got some entertainment for you tonight. We've got some news, we've got some commentary, we've got some information, we've got an interview with our newest friend, Heather Thomas, who's executive director of Tennessee MomPAC. We'll be talking to her in just a little while. Some news about the show for y'all. Our website has been refreshed and updated, so check us out at www.theloyalopposition.online for all the latest and greatest in website technology, I guess. You'll notice on the website also that we are now on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts, so that by a day after each show airs, we'll have the podcast up on Spotify and website. On Spotify and on Apple, and you'll be able to check out any shows that you might miss. They'll all be up there for you. So check us out, check them out, and tell us what you think.
WQKR got a new website, new logo too.
Yeah, WQKR's website now features our show.
Yep,
and logo.
I saw that.
Right? And we've got the strawberry logo. I call it the strawberry K.
Yeah,
I call it the strawberry K. So, yep. Things are marching forward in 2024, in 2025. In fact, yeah, that's how ahead of the times I am, right? In fact, right after this show, we're having a big Loyal Opposition planning meeting to talk about all the things we're going to be doing for you guys this year. So, stand by for fun and excitement. All right. What's going on in Portland, Michelle? Anything going on?
There's really not a lot going on in the winter, or it's kind of slow. I know my kids are. There's lots of extracurricular activities going on around town. You know,
were they off? They were off school last
kids,
week. I guess they were off school
Friday and Monday. Monday was the end of Christmas break, and then they got out Friday for snow.
Were they back this Monday?
They were back this Monday. Okay. Yep, Sumner didn't cancel on Monday.
We had a delayed opening on Monday.
Oh, did y'all really?
Yeah, the sun was shining. It was beautiful. I don't know why.
That's funny. Well, I guess people do come from, you know, like Macon County was closed. Wilson County was closed. A lot of the surrounding counties were closed. And I guess students do come from those areas to Gallatin, to the Vol State campus. So maybe.
I guess. Well, classes haven't even started yet at Ball State. So they were worried about the staff, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, lots of things to worry about in the world. Got a whole bunch of things I can talk to you guys about, things to worry about. How about some Tennessee State Senate fun facts? How about this? The number of women in the Tennessee State in the Tennessee Senate out of 33 members. How many women do you think there are? Think it's a number between 0 and 33. You're going to be right if you hit.
2?
Actually, 8.
8. Okay, so I could think of 2. I should have known.
All right. 58% of Tennessee state senators are baby boomers or older.
I believe that.
24% are Gen X. 18% are millennials. And that is it. The average age of a state senator in Tennessee is 61.
Oh.
The average age of a Republican state senator is 64. And our state senator, by the way, well, I'm too nice to say his age, but he's up there.
Yeah.
Percentage of Republican senators who are white. What's your thought on that one?
Oh, goodness.
Percentage that are of Republicans that are white.
Oh, of Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, it's 100%. 100% of Republican senators are white. The Senate's 3 black members are all Democrats. Okay. Hey, Millersville in the news again.
Yes.
What else is new?
Fire department?
No. State.
They did come to an agreement. You know, Sumner County EMA has been covering Millersville,
right. Mm-hmm.
And they have reinstated the fire department. So that's some good news for Millersville.
All right. Let's see. So the Tennessee Comptroller of the Treasury sent Millersville a letter, and I have a little copy of that letter right here in my hands. And it says that the Millersville City Commission's budget is not approved. Not approved. If you don't know, folks, the state controller's office has to approve every city's budget, make sure it is in balance. However, the Millersville City Commission, the previous Millersville City Commission that was supported by the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans, got control of the city commission in January of 2024. And they had control for less than a year until the new commission was sworn in on the 17th of December. It took less than 11 months for that political interest group to decimate the finances of the city. The incompetence was only surpassed by their ego to refuse to see their shortcomings. The city will be lucky if it can remediate the damage in the same amount of time it took to occur. So what happens is the state cannot approve the city's budget until it is in balance. The new commission made a really good attempt to bring it into balance. However, there are a bunch of issues from the outgoing commission that haven't been resolved yet. And so until that time...
Legal issues too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Until that time, the city budget cannot be approved. However, the state is working with the city to figure it all out. The governing body will need to develop a plan, according to state law, to ensure compliance with applicable law and regulation governing the budget for future years, and the state is going to help Millersville do that. So it took less than a year for Millersville to pretty much...
Bless these people that are willing to serve on this commission now.
Exactly. The new folks on the commission have a hard road to hoe just to bring, just to get back to normal before they start thinking about things that they want to do for the city. So that is that's pretty harsh. That's pretty hard on them. So some of those new city commissioners have expressed an interest in being on the show. So hopefully we can.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, we can talk to them and see what they're doing to
thank them for
their
service.
Right. Thank them for the service and find out what they're doing to help Millersville get back on the right road. Okay. Speaking of the right road, let's talk about the wrong road now.
Right, the legislator that reconvened yesterday?
Exactly. We'll have plenty to talk about the new state legislature, I'm sure. But a report was issued this week called the Tennessee Corporate Tax Loophole Report. And basically takes a look at how corporations pay or do not pay their tax bills in Tennessee. The data provided by the Department of Revenue reveals that 40% of all companies pay only the minimum $100 corporate franchise tax. 40% of all companies pay the minimum, $100 a year. That's it.
I think that's all I ever paid.
Right. Well,
Harbin Hollow, which I was...
Because Harbin Hollow was not a multi-billion dollar corporation,
yeah.
Right? a whopping 63% of all companies are dodging Tennessee's corporate income tax, which we call the excise tax. Okay. There are dozens of multi-billion dollar corporations paying little or nothing in state taxes, according to the report. 24% of all companies with income over $50 million paid zero or less than zero on their excise tax bill. And 12% of all companies in the same category paid only the $100 minimum on the franchise tax. That's income over $50 million. Now, compare the over $50 million income paying $100 with Harbin Hollow paying
$100. Right, exactly.
And while I'm not privy to your books, I'm assuming that you all had less than $50 million in annual revenue.
Yes. Yes. Remember what our revenue was now that I think about it.
Yeah, you probably
I've blocked that out. I'm like PTSD.
Why is this happening? Well, the authors point to foreign tax havens as loopholes being utilized by high-income corporations to hide taxable profits overseas to minimize their tax bills. Mm-hmm. Hiding income in foreign tax havens is one way a corporation with more than $1 billion in income avoids paying corporate taxes in Tennessee, says the report. These tax avoidance schemes deprive our state of funds needed to invest in education, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Tennessee
money just going out the window.
Exactly. Tennesseans effectively subsidize big corporations at the expense of small businesses and hardworking families who do pay their fair share. Right? Because we pay, of course, all of us pay fees, gas tax, sales tax.
I got
tax.
My W-2 yesterday, and it's the first time I've had a W-2 since the last time I worked a full year for someone else was 2016. And I didn't like how much taxes I had
to pay. I bet you
pay.
Didn't. I bet you didn't. That's funny. So the point is the Tennessee's loose tax laws are sending a lot of money out of state, out of country even. And that is a that is hurting
some
all
of those
us.
Companies aren't necessarily based here, right? They have maybe
they could be based here, some of them, but and some of them are not. Right, but have big operations here, like you know, FedEx,
Facebook.
For example, would be based here, but Facebook not based here, but has a big operation here. Yeah, Meta, you know,
Meta.
Right. Okay. All right. So these are companies that are getting away with paying little or no taxes, even though they make millions or even billions of dollars in revenue, while the rest of us have to pay taxes and have to pay a lot more than $100 a year minimum. So I don't care about your politics, folks.
No worries.
I would imagine
the
that's unfair.
External Revenue Service is going to save us.
Oh, yes. I'm sure the incoming administration will be all about enforcing corporate income tax law. Yes. that is something to chew on, folks. So next time you hear about how the state doesn't have money to afford investments in public education or infrastructure or health care, you might think about how that we're leaving all that money on the table by allowing these companies to get away with this.
And really, like, if we want to communicate our disdain, I mean, I guess you just have to reach out to your representatives and I hope they're willing to listen.
Give William Lambert a call, folks.
Right.
Let him know. Call his office, email, fax, right? Write
he
a letter.
He hasn't responded to my last email.
I didn't. That's right. You emailed our state representative. And what did you ask him about?
I was asking him about why Governor Lee didn't want to accept the funding for the summer EBT program.
Right. I have it in here somewhere. That's millions of dollars that they're just leaving on the table, right?
Yep.
So you asked, but you got no response.
No response.
Okay. All right.
He usually replies, so I don't, you know.
Well, Representative Lambert, if you're listening, one of your constituents, and you are his one of his constituents, is waiting for a reply. All right, we're going to be right back after these breaks when we'll be talking more with Heather Thomas, Tennessee Mompack, right here on WQKR.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Call CEMC and join the heat pump revolution today.
Welcome back, Sumner County. We are back. It is 5:17 p.m. on this chilly Wednesday evening. I am your host, Len Asante, along with our co-host,
Michelle Harbin.
And we're here today with Heather Thomas. Heather Thomas of Tennessee Mom Pack.
Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay. All right, folks, let's have a conversation with Heather. Heather, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? What is your experience? What do you do? How did you get here? What sort of strange life journey ended you in this seat next to me today?
Well, my parents are both native Nashvillians, and when they got married and my dad got his first job out of college, they moved to Oak Ridge. So I was born in Oak Ridge, which I have red hair, so... We say that's, I got maybe a little extra radiation while I was there. My brother, too, has red hair, and my parents do not. So
native Nashvillians, huh?
Yes.
Rare to
yes.
hear that.
And then we moved back here when I was 7, and I grew up in Williamson County. Went to Brentwood High School when it opened. And from there, I went to UT Knoxville and got a degree in business administration, majoring in marketing. After that, went through several different jobs, lived in Upper East Tennessee, where I met my husband, moved to Atlanta after that, polar opposite of
yeah,
being
really.
Up there.
Upper East Tennessee to Atlanta.
Yeah,
huh?
And then he and I decided we were going to get married, so we moved to Nashville because that was a good compromise, and that was where my family was. So, yeah. So, in Bristol.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we moved back, and I worked in sales with AT&T for about 12 years in national account sales. And
worked at the Batman building?
No, I did not. I did not. I worked on the wireless side, so we were in Brentwood. But after that, it was about 2004, 2005, and in the wireless industry at that time, it was starting to get to be, you had a BlackBerry with your digital texting, and you had your cell phone, and so there was this big gap in support services for that skill set, and IT nor telecom wanted to deal with it, so I had an idea to start a tech business called G-Squared Wireless, and my friend from AT&T and I started it, women-owned business. Our first client was Bridgestone, who had been my client.
Wonderful.
who had been my client before, and they really helped catapult us because they reached out to other clients that would need our help because there really wasn't a service like ours around at that time.
You're getting, folks, you're getting a twofer tonight because, as you know, regulars just know, we like to showcase and highlight women and minority-owned businesses on the show every now and then, as well as talk about the politics stuff. So here, we're getting a twofer.
Yeah.
How about that?
So, yeah, and so I have, and I have 8 LGBT kids. I have a transgender son, and I have a daughter who is bisexual. My son is 25. My daughter is 28. And she didn't come out as bisexual until about 5 years ago. So I had no idea she dated boys.
Sure.
The whole time. I also have stepchildren who are LGBT and step-grandchildren who are LGBT. So that arena has been a big, probably for the last decade, a big place of advocacy for me. Just fighting for common sense, humanity.
Yeah.
And so I started out doing it with things like free mom hugs. I don't know if you've heard of that, but moms go and hug people at, like, for instance, we went to Play Nightclub in Nashville after the Pulse shooting and hugged people that weekend after. And people would just melt in your arms and just sob. And it's just amazing what something like that can do to help lift somebody up.
That's a cool movement.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting point. The amount of power in a hug is so incredible. Like you said, people melting in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other side of the coin, the power of some of these policies and laws that people are talking about to do the opposite, to hurt people, right?
Oh, yeah.
To hurt people. I mean, they must be taken very personally, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like we're targeting a specific group of people for a very specific non-government related reason, and as a result, those people feel hurt. They feel ostracized.
They don't matter.
They don't care.
It dehumanizes them.
They are not
literally,
equal under the law. Right?
Yeah.
One nation where
all
means y'all. Y'all, what is the saying? Y'all means y'all, right?
And
that's just said.
Or kicked out of churches. It's everywhere they turn, they're being...
No wonder the suicide rates for these groups are so high.
Yeah. In fact, I was looking that up today, and from the Trevor Project, there's a 17% of LGBT adolescents attempted suicide last year.
Oh, my gosh. That's almost 1 in 5.
Yeah. Yeah, and then also since all of these laws have started happening with the trans community, their suicide rate, which is higher than LGBT in general, which is higher than straight cis teenagers, which is too high.
Which is also high, absolutely.
Yeah,
right.
Theirs is about 72% increased since some of these laws have been passed.
Oh, my gosh. So these laws are you're asserting that these laws are directly influencing the suicide rate of these
groups.
Absolutely.
100%.
That's shameful.
Yeah,
that's horrible,
and I'm surprised there haven't been any civil suits yet, because that's what should be happening every time somebody loses a family member, because they don't feel like they have a place in the state. But that's my personal opinion. But anyway, after a lot of advocacy, when SB1 came out, which was the transgender health care bill that went to the Supreme Court just this past November, I testified in that bill. I also met with my Senator Jack Johnson prior to, and I went in pretty naive, thinking you can reason and rationalize your way through, because these guys have to be doing what's in the best interest, or at least what their constituents want. So I went in, and before the bill, I went in like October, and session starts in January. So I was like, please do not, please do not have this bill. And he was like, well, he said, you came in here and did all the right things. You gave me you did all the research. You did it in a nice way. I'm so thankful for that. You're really good parents. I took another family that had minor children,
gotcha.
Who were both, one was a professor in theology, and the other one had already gotten a theology degree. So I was like, okay, I'm taking Christian parents,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He said, I think we're not as far off as you think. And so I'm thinking, okay, I can deal with surgeries. Even though it's not fair, even though you can get top surgery for any other reason as a minor, if your parents approve, you can have breast augmentation if you want to have perky boobs for being a cheerleader.
Yeah.
You can have breast augmentation if you're a male and you have larger breasts than you are comfortable with.
Girls get breast reduction.
Yes.
Are teenagers under the age of 18 getting breast augmentations?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They're
really?
Also getting nose jobs and eyes done and all.
Botox,
yeah, they can get any of it with their parents' approval. And this is most of that is just purely cosmetic. And so I asked him, I said, so, you know, all these others can do this. Why can they not with the doctor's approval? Isn't this about parental choice, which is what you're all about? And at that point, he kind of got defensive, but he was like, these are all really solid, good questions. He said, I just think y'all are great parents. I don't know what I would do if one of my three kids ever came to me. And I was like, okay.
Sounds like you're getting somewhere, doesn't it?
So he says, I said, when can we have a follow-up to get some answers to these questions? And he said, after the election. So he was running for re-election.
Sure.
So I don't think he thought I'd come back, but I came back this time with a therapist and a psychologist. I mean, a sociologist. And both professors at a university in Nashville to talk about the mental health issues and to try to get answers. And he wouldn't answer any of my questions. And the first thing he said to me when I went in was, why are your people being so mean to me? And I was like, who are my people? And I knew who exactly he was talking about. He was talking about the LGBT community because not a week earlier, he and Marsha Blackburn and Lamberth all were on the steps of the Capitol talking about how surgeries were, you know, mutilating people.
Yeah, yeah, it was a sad and shameful display of ignorance.
Yes, and I mean, statistically, there is very little under 18 surgery anyway. And I agree, if it has to do with your reproductive organs, you probably don't need to change that until you're old enough to make that decision. But if guys who are uncomfortable with the weight in their breasts, that's gender-affirming surgery, too. It totally is.
I suppose breast augmentation for women could also be considered gender-affirming. They want to be more, quote-unquote, feminine.
Yeah.
Yes, well, no, maybe. I'm not a woman, obviously, so I can't say, but
that creates a new gray area, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
I have not thought about that.
Yeah, and so why can any kid at any age for any reason have cosmetic surgery except my kid, except trans kids? I know there's a lot of uneducated people about this, and there's a lot of misinformation about this, but I can tell you there's not a parent on the planet that would wish that on their child ever. It kills their mental health. It kills their self-esteem.
Especially in a state like this.
Yeah. And, I mean, yeah.
Adolescence was hard enough as a straight white guy. I mean, I can't imagine how awful it would be if you're in a marginalized group becoming more marginalized because your state legislators are hateful people.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And my son, other than being short, you would never know in a million years. He passes so well. But he's petrified to go in the men's bathroom. He's like, was somebody going to ask me to drop my pants so they can check? It's just, it's not okay.
This is horrible. This is horrible.
It's terrible, yeah.
All right,
that's just weird to think about, you know, and that they're so obsessed over this.
But yeah, how are you gonna?
Why would you ever know?
Are you gonna have to have an ID that shows you your phone.
Okay.
I mean, is everybody got to drop their pants?
A lot of it, I think, is for a lot of stuff like that. I think is for show. They can tell your constituents, "Oh, look what we did! Look
completely.
What we did!" You
We're
know,
protecting
and
your
we
kids.
Kept the men out of the women's bathroom.
For 99.99% of the time, it's going to mean nothing and do nothing and whatever. But at least they can say they did something. But the fact that we're even talking about
how many years ago when it was the big thing in North Carolina, lost all that revenue because, you know, the bathroom bills
that was
at least
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Yeah, that was during the Obama administration.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
yeah, it was before Trump's first term for sure.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We've got to pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Heather Thomas. We're going to talk about, well, what we're trying to do to fight some of these injustices. You are listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier, classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Rubble.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Always looking out for your safety. Think you have a gas leak? First, evacuate the area. Don't use matches, electrical switches, flashlights, or telephones. And report it immediately by calling Portland Natural Gas at 325-6776. If you think the leak is serious and a real danger is present, call 911. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000-plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fit-tacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community. More than just a hospital, the Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/Franklin to learn more.
The Beatles?
Pat Benatar? Survivor?
The Who?
Led Zeppelin!
Reminds me of the stuff I grew up listening to. You know, reminds me of being a kid and stuff.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with. Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. Fun contests to great prizes, too. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WQKR. WQKR.
It's reminiscent. It's the stuff that you grew up with.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is The Loyal Opposition. I am your host, Lynn Asante, and all joining me is my co-host,
Michelle Harbin,
and our guest, Heather Thomas of Tennessee Mom Pack. It is 5:34 p.m. on a chilly Wednesday evening. Folks, we are talking about some heavy-duty stuff here tonight. If you've got any questions for our guests or for our hosts, please send us a text at 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And if we have time, we're going to get your questions on the air. Okay, back with Heather. Heather, you wanted to finish up a point from your last question before the break, so why don't we start
with
that?
After I sort of got the cold shoulder and realized that what I was dealing with Senator Johnson, I decided that I needed to testify. And so on the day that I was going to testify, Jack Johnson added to the bill child abuse. after he had told us what fantastic parents we were. And then he removed it from the bill after all the parents that had minor children were too afraid to testify. So it ended up being, I believe myself, I was the only one in SB1, and then the companion bill, there was one teenager that testified.
So that being SB1 means that was the first piece of legislation they filed last year.
Oh, yeah, that was two years ago. I also testified last year, and it's just very obvious. I wish people would just go one time and sit in session on a bill that matters to most Tennesseans, because the manipulation, the fact that they've already made up their mind, they don't pay attention to you, is just, and sometimes they're very insulting. It's just so disrespectful.
And they're changing the laws this year, like they've shortened the amount of time people have to speak. And
right, they're changing rules to make it. So less chances for, you know, actually people to have their say. It is not a good thing. No. Okay, so out of these experiences, I'm assuming, right, turning to TN Mompack, you guys formed TN Mompack. Yes.
Yes, I sold my business in October of 2023, and then I have a friend who's also a political consultant. His name is Zeke Stokes, and he was in New York City, and after I testified, he and GLAAD, the nonprofit that's mostly media and celebrities supporting the LGBT community, they called and asked if our family would do ads for them, and so we did. And then we really connected there and wanted to do something more. And about a month later, he called and said, "Hey, guess what? I'm moving to Nashville." So he, around Thanksgiving last year, said in 2023, asked me, "What would you think about starting a super PAC?" And I said, "I don't even know what that is, but tell me more." And so, essentially it's an organization where we can, endorse or expose candidates, but we can't collaborate or coordinate with them. So if they've put their name in the hat, we can see them at functions and wave and say hi and all of that, but we can't in any way collaborate. And so his idea, and then sort of morphed into doing things that are about issues and not party. And there's really four issues that most Tennesseans overwhelmingly agree with. One of them is gun reform on some level. And we're talking about just basic common sense, background checks, red flag laws,
safe storage,
that kind of thing. Over 80% of Tennesseans agree with that. The other is a woman's right to choose. And most Tennesseans, believe it or not, believe in that on some level. Maybe not to the, you know, to the extremes of some, but most people believe it, particularly in cases of rape or incest, that they should be able to make that decision. And then education, vouchers, book bans. They're just really creeping into public education. And then finally, the LGBT community.
It almost sounds like a laundry list of the issues that we focused on in this show in the last 2.5 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, and it really was what most candidates that ran were focusing on, too. So it was very, you know, we were all in sync in that way. I think one thing that I learned when we really got Mompack started last year is I had probably about 100 coffee meetings with just friends, family, anybody I could meet or network with.
Right.
To talk about it, and so many of them had no idea about some of these bills. I mean, I have a doctor friend who has an adult trans child. He didn't even know about some of the trans bills. I'm like, "You're in medicine and you have a trans kid and you don't know." I said, why do you not know this?
They sneak it into a lot of things.
Yeah.
They're not exactly well publicized, and the media isn't doing a particularly good job of talking about these issues. No one reads the newspapers anymore, blah, blah, blah.
Well, and that's what he said. He said, "You know, I'm a 60-something-year-old man. I just want to, after I work, I want to go home and be with my family and not see negative things." And so, therefore, they don't know. And then the other thing I realized after the election, seeing some of the data on who voted for whom, people don't vote down ballot. and
at all.
And that hurt us in Tennessee big time.
Yeah,
yes.
Because I think even, I don't know if you all saw the numbers on Luis Mata, but if he had gotten all the Kamala Harris votes, he would have won.
Mm-hmm. And I think the same is true for Allie Phillips up in Clarksville.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. People don't know, and they don't vote down ballot. And as a result, this is what we've got, right?
Yeah, same thing, even more so, in some counties on the school boards. And I live in Williamson County, and it's almost all Moms for Liberty now.
Right.
And the one in my district, we had an 18% turnout. And she almost lost. But if you can't show up for your kid's school system, you're going to get what you're going to get.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about the very low turnout, voter turnout in Sumner County, especially in primary elections where things like school board and county commission are often decided, right?
Yep.
So
those August elections, people really don't come
exactly.
out. Right.
Exactly. We're looking at, under 15% turnout in the August election in Sumner. And that's not a fair representation of the will of the people, I don't think. Right?
It's not. And, I mean, local politics, I'm learning through this process, is so much more important. Really, it impacts our lives more directly than national politics does.
Absolutely. Who is on your school board and who is on your county commission, and for most people, is way more important than who your president is.
Especially, if you're in a growing county where there's lots of kids, you know, parents are very involved in their PTOs and all of those kinds of things. One would think they would be paying attention to that, but...
Yeah, we came out fairly unscathed in the school board races in Sumner. Mm-hmm. Like we got
that's
lucky.
Good.
We didn't get the Moms for Liberty like Williamson, and they still have the voucher. You know, they're against the vouchers and all of that. Mm-hmm. But I know Williamson County has
recanted.
Withdrawn their statement. Yeah,
you just got elected to represent public schools. And now you're going to recant a statement that you didn't even make last year.
First thing they did. Mm-hmm. Before the November election, they did that, right?
Yeah,
right.
It just seems like such nonsense and such a waste of time and money.
It's political theater.
Yeah,
it's
that's what it
theater.
Is. It's theater.
All right, so does the PAC have any plans for this particular upcoming year, 2025?
Yeah, so we focused a lot last year on the election. Even though we were very new, we had a lot of infrastructure to build and people to start recognizing us to do. But we are focusing right now on the session, the legislative session. And our primary goal now that the elections are over is we can coordinate and collaborate with anybody we want. Mm. And so we are. And so we're trying to say what worked for you to some of these candidates, and we're working together to try to divide and conquer as much as we can. And so one of the things that Tennessee Mom PAC's really going to focus on is education and resources on our website. Because again, there's so many people that don't pay attention, and we want that to be like the place they can go if they just are curious. You know, they didn't see it on the news, they heard some little mumbling about it, but they just want to go and find truthful information. So that's one part of what we're going to do. And then we also have a lot of volunteers that, along with these candidates, we're all going to kind of be watching different issues that are of our expertise. And at that point, if there's a need, we're going to, you know, round up the troops and send them out. We may be doing some phone banks. I don't think there'll be anything that we organize on our own. They're already out there. We might as well just hop on and help others.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I posted a link today against vouchers where you just, you know, you click the link, you fill out a 6-line form, and it sends a script to your Tennessee Equality Project. Does a real good job about that.
Exactly. And so
you don't need to reinvent the wheel if other folks.
No, right? And we're so young that it's just, I think that the two things that we can do that can have the biggest impact is show up and educate.
What is the website?
It's tnmompac.org.
tnmompac.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and we will get that website linked on our show's website as well.
Yeah, I'll share it on social media too.
Okay. We've got.
We'll take a picture before we leave. Something to post.
Forgot to make the big announcement. We'll do that, I guess, just before our last break. Michelle, co-host Michelle Harbin, got a big promotion in TLO Enterprises here. She's now our social media manager.
Awesome.
So she's going to be helping get the word out on our social channels. We have got Instagram, we have got Blue Sky, and we have got Facebook. And we're working on others. So check us out. Michelle will be filling your feeds with wonderful stories. All right, we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with Heather Thomas, Executive Director of TN Mom Pack, right here on The Loyal Opposition on WQKR.
Why choose the Farmers Bank? We've been serving our community since 1912, and we still manage our business locally. This means that when you need banking services or a loan, we don't let a computer or someone thousands of miles away make our decisions. We make decisions locally. We visit with you in person. We shake your hand. We get to know you and your family. The Farmers Bank is a community bank built on trust and quality customer care and service. Visit us at any of our 11 area locations or online at thefarmersbank.net to see the Farmers Bank difference. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
D.T. McCall & Sons, located at 1220 Scottsville Road in Lafayette, Tennessee, is your one-stop neighborhood superstore for appliances. Frigidaire package $21.99.99 includes a 26-cubic-foot refrigerator, microwave, range, and dishwasher. Great prices on Samsung washer and dryers, $4.99.99 each. Speed Queen washer and dryers, $11.29.99 each with 3 years P&L warranty. Need a new refrigerator? We have them too. GE Profile, 22 cubic foot, $25.99.99. D.T. McCall & Sons, serving Middle Tennessee for over 100 years. Zero interest for 12 months through Mariner. Free delivery and recycling within 125 miles of Carthage, Tennessee. Stop by today. Hey!
How many financial advisors does it take to ruin what could have been a perfectly secure retirement? Just one. With today's market turmoils, it's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives. That's why you should always seek a second opinion with an experienced financial advisor, a fiduciary who's obligated to work with your best interest so that you're absolutely certain the tools and strategies that you're using are in harmony with your retirement objectives.
Call Investment Advisor Representatives Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter of Retirement Income Solutions at 833-299-1416. That's 833-299-1416.
It's never been more important to make sure that your investment strategies are aligned with your retirement objectives.
That's 833-299-1416.
All right, we're back. This is The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I am Lena Santi, and we're here with Michelle Harbin and Heather Thomas. It is 5:48 p.m. It is 31 degrees and clear outside.
Nice. Dropped 3 degrees.
If you were feeling too warm at 34, just wait around for a few minutes, right? All right. We are talking with Heather Thomas of Tennessee Mom Pack. We were talking about your issues and plans for 2025. I'm actually interested to hear a little bit about the time between you started it and now. I mean, has the growth been what you expected, less than you expected, more than you expected? Has there been support?
I've done startups before, so that didn't scare me.
Right.
So I knew how to go in and set up infrastructure and that kind of thing, and that took kind of the first 2 months. Mm-hmm. And then I just started reaching out to people I knew and networking and going to anything and everything I could. It has exceeded my expectations in many ways in what we've been able to accomplish. We had 12 events. We were at several Pride festivals, I think four this year. We've gone to different fundraising events like the HRC gala. We went to the three-star dinner with the Democratic
Party. Always a good event.
They really didn't focus on candidates. They more focused on
the party. It's all about raising money for them.
Yeah, and it was a week after Kamala Harris had
gotten
her hair name in the hat. But the hardest part, I learned two things that are different from corporate America. One is that fundraising is really hard.
Yeah.
And two is that your volunteers are volunteers. And so you get them when they can and when they want to and when they have the energy and all of those kind of things. So reflecting on that, I have to look at it a little differently than I did in the very beginning, because I was like, oh, well, you just give all these people, they say they want to volunteer, you'll give them all these things and they'll do it. And some do. And most of them actually do. They just don't always have the time to do it when you need it done. And so that's been one of the lessons I've walked away with. But the other is that fundraising is really hard. And just because people can doesn't mean they will give, or they won't give what you think they might give necessarily. And then there's others you can never, ever, ever assume somebody can afford one thing or another, because somebody who might be a school teacher might have, you know, a child who's trans, and they might be willing to, you know, donate heck out of
more
monthly,
than you would have expected,
monthly.
Sure.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. But so we did really well. I did really well with fundraising on the $25 to $1,000 donors, but we need major donors. And so that's really what I'm working on as well right now, because for us to grow and do more, we have to have money. And, you know, our goal last year for the election was to do a bunch of targeted digital advertising, and we did release our first ad on Mother's Day about gun reform.
Perfect.
And yeah, and it was I got a lot of press coverage for that. Mm-hmm.
But where was the ad shown?
It was targeted
social media.
Digital advertising, but we did a press release, and Channel 2 News and all their state affiliates covered it.
Nice.
In like a 4-minute segment, which is pretty long for a news coverage. But
that's great.
Yeah. And so that was good. But then we just, you know, most of the things we were able to do with our funding after that were Facebook ads and that kind of thing. And so we really didn't get to jump in like we had hoped on the targeted digital advertising, which is still way cheaper than TV.
Or print.
Yeah, yeah. But it's, you know.
But not radio. Radio is a very cost-effective advertising medium, folks, out there.
I knew you were going to chime in there.
We're always looking for supporters and sponsors of the Loyal Opposition, and you can become one for as little as $99 a month. Thank you for the opportunity to plug our show.
You're welcome. But yeah, that's really what I need, is I need people to help me meet people that would be interested in joining hands with us and being a financial partner.
You know, a good place where you may get a list, I know the Tennessee Equality Project has a list of businesses that support their mission, and you might just go down that list and start calling.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing, is I don't want to be pegged too much, the LGBT pack, because we're really trying to focus on issues that are, that impact
universal.
Everybody in Tennessee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a good place to start.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yeah.
If any of our listeners are interested in helping out, donating, volunteering, supporting in some way, what can they do?
They can go to tnmompack.org, and there's a place to donate. There's also a place to learn more or volunteer. And we have a calendar of events at the bottom of the front page that have, right now they have some school board meetings that are coming up for Williams and Rutherford County. I'm going to add other counties. I just started doing that. And different meetings and things that are happening. If you have things in your area that are politically motivated, particularly in those issues that we talked about, feel free to reach out on the website, and we'll put them on the calendar. Because, again,
that's
we want to be like a one-stop shop for people to find ways they can contribute and volunteer. If you don't know what you want to do, you can go to the calendar and go.
You got
to
give them an easy button.
Here's the way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Make it as easy as possible.
Yep.
Exactly. The push. Yep. Click once to donate, right?
Yes.
All right. All right. Thank you so much, Heather. We really appreciate you coming by and sharing your thoughts on these very important issues that are, go to the heart and soul of the mission of the Loyal Opposition. It was a great way to kick off the 2025 show year, which will be our third year. Come August, we'll be on the air 3 years. Wow. How about that? All right, but a little bit quicker time than 3 years, we do have Triple Play Sports coming up in just a few minutes. So, live from the studio today, so y'all stay tuned to hear the latest and greatest in all the fantastic sports news that happens with our Tennessee professional sports teams. Or not so great news, as the case might be. I read a column in the paper the other day. It was something about how it kind of used to be fun to be a fan of professional sports in Tennessee, but not anymore. You know, Predators are lousy. The Titans are abysmal. The Nashville Soccer Club had a bad year. I mean, you know. But I'm sure those guys have plenty of fun stuff to talk about anyway. And, you know, support your local college and high school teams. That's probably a way to get more satisfaction out of the sports. Meanwhile, we'll be back next week with more news, commentary, and talk. And so, for all of us at WQKR and the Loyal Opposition, I am Len Asante.
And I'm Michelle Harbin.
And we will see you next week.
Whether you're on your way to work in the morning and looking to grab a quick breakfast, or lunch break and wanting something good and hot and quick, or just hungry and not sure what you want, the one place you can always find what will work for you is Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. They're open 24 hours a day, offer both takeout and Grubhub delivery service, and have the biggest selection of fast food of anyone in the area. Fast food or home-cooked meals, meat in two sides for just $6.49, delicious Godfather's pizza, 3 for $13.99, fried chicken strips, livers and gizzards, hot barbecued and crispy wings, fish, potato wedges, onion rings, the biggest and best selection anywhere and always hot and ready to go. Plus, everything else you want or need from a truly convenience store. Kirby Stop Market, 905 North Broadway in Portland. Get what you want when you want it. Pick it up or have it delivered by Grubhub. Kirby Stop Market, 615-323-9098.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice. Our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690. WQKR.
If you or someone you know is looking for a luxurious new apartment home in beautiful Middle Tennessee, you need to check out Sage North in White House. These new apartment homes feature luxurious living at reasonable prices, just minutes north of Nashville near Interstate 65. It feels like you're going on vacation every time you walk through your front door. A luxurious saltwater pool and sun deck, a fully equipped fitness center and yoga studio, an all-turf dog park and pet spa, and a warm and welcoming lodge-style clubhouse, all surrounded by garden-style landscaping and walking paths. Once inside your new home, you'll find a modern, elegantly designed kitchen, spacious bedroom suite, massive closets and storage areas, large balconies and patios, and inviting living spaces filled with natural light from oversized windows. When you choose Sage North as your new home, you'll be part of a real community with events designed to bring people together. just 30 minutes north of Nashville in beautiful, warm, and friendly White House, featuring that famous Tennessee small-town charm, but with big city convenience. If you're looking for a new apartment home, the Sage North team would like to meet you. Stop by for a visit or find out more on the internet at livesagenorth.com.